Welcome to the Hands-On Business Podcast, the place you come to get tips, tricks, and advice on growing your business. This is a podcast where you can hear real business leaders discussing systems and methodologies that they have used to help them catapult growth in their business. So I'm your podcast host, Hakeem Adebiyi, and I've grown several small businesses to multi-million pound enterprises. And whilst doing that, I noticed that there wasn't really any place that focused on where I was, i.e. growing a small business. All the content that was out there seemed to be about big businesses and often just a lot of theory and not practical, implementable advice. And hence, the Hands-On Business Podcast was born to fulfill that gap. Today will be one of my shorter business bite sessions, which you probably know by now is effectively me musing about a topic which has piqued my interest. Now, as the new year begins, I always review the previous year with a plan to improve in the following year. Now, during my yearly reflections over the holiday period, I noticed that actually, without planning it, I have an exceptionally diverse workforce, and I always have. And this started making me think about, well, if that happened by design or not? And the more I reflected upon it, and the more I looked at what I'd done in previous years, the answer is kind of, but not necessarily in the way that you may think. So let me explain. I've always focused on getting the best people for the job, but just as importantly, the best people to make a high-performing team. People who have different opinions from me, people who have the right attitude, a strong mindset, the right skills and confidence to deliver. And I've always done this, and therefore, coincidentally, it has always led to a diverse workforce. So I decided that today's podcast was going to be on why diversity in the workplace drives your bottom line. Okay, so in a world where innovation is king and every organization is striving to be at the top of their game, diversity in the workplace, in my opinion, should be an essential part of driving success. In other words, in the business world, diversity shouldn't just be a buzzword, it's essential. So why is that? Well, because without it, companies are missing out on a wide range of experiences, perspectives, and ideas that can help them create something truly unique. Yes, of course, you can continue to recruit one type of person, i.e. one like you, because you are successful. But I can assure you through experience, whoever you are, a team of people like you won't deliver success as you just won't get that special sauce that drives companies to succeed. So firstly, let me explain what I mean by diversity. Because when most people hear that word diversity, they often roll their eyes or they usually think of race or gender and don't want to get into discussions about quotas, etc. Now, rest assured, this is not going to be that. That's not what this podcast is about and that's not what we're going to be discussing here. Because for me, diversity is much more than that. It includes different backgrounds, perspectives, experiences, beliefs, skill sets, values, interests, and life experience. And all of these can contribute to creating a diverse workplace. That diversity can and does bring unique knowledge and insights to the table. The individuals in a diverse workplace often come up with innovative solutions to problems because they see things differently than others may. So let's take a closer look at why diversity matters so much for businesses. And obviously, if you've listened to this podcast before, you know I try to always break it down into manageable chunks. So I've got five key points here to go through. So the first one of those is that studies have shown that companies with diverse teams perform better financially than those without them. I'll just repeat that. Companies with diverse teams perform better financially than those without them. And this happens due to the increased productivity that results from having people from different backgrounds working together on projects. Now, I'm pretty sure I've got your interest now, haven't I? Because we all want to improve our financial performance. Now, I'm going to leave this point as a teaser, so you'll keep listening. But don't worry, I will come back to this critical point. So let me get into some of the benefits of diversity and I'll then circle back to the financial studies and the studies around how it improves your financial success later. So number two, having a diverse team encourages creativity. A variety of people from different backgrounds can bring fresh ideas to the table that may well have been overlooked with a homogenous group. Studies such as the one at North Carolina State University into innovation in the pulp and paper industry have shown that companies with diverse workforces come up with better ideas and solutions than those without it. Having different perspectives in the room leads to more creative problem solving and innovative products. And that makes sense, because when people with different backgrounds and experiences work together, they bring new points of views to the table, which can lead to breakthrough thinking. Similarly, companies that lack diversity typically don't challenge traditional assumptions or think about problems in new ways, meaning that they could miss out on potential opportunities for growth and success. Simply put, maintain homogenous teams without diversity at your peril. So let's move on to point number three. A diverse workforce also helps your organization connect with customers more effectively, because having people from different cultural backgrounds allows you to develop an understanding of how different demographics interact with your product or service. I was always told back in the dark and distant days when I've been trained in sales and marketing that to sell to customer X, you need to see customer X through customer X's eyes. And there's no better way to do that than with a team that reflects your customer. It also gives you insight into how specific markets perceive your company. And this is something which is invaluable when it comes to marketing strategies and customer service operations. Point number four, one of the biggest complaints that companies have is staff turnover and high staff turnover, especially small to medium-sized enterprises. You know, you've spent loads of time training people up, and just when they're starting to perform and become productive, they leave for pastures new. Well, when employees feel like they belong at an organization, they're far more likely to stay there for longer periods of time and be engaged while they're doing it. So a diverse workforce helps ensure that everyone feels included and valued, regardless of age, gender, race, or whatever other background, and that boosts morale across the board. Furthermore, studies such as the one by online career platform Glassdoor have shown that more than 80% of employees say they're motivated to work harder when their boss shows appreciation for their work. And that's compared to less than 40% who are inspired to work harder when their boss is demanding or because they fear losing their job. So diversity is much more likely to lead to inclusion. Inclusion leads to feelings of being appreciated, and that means people go above and beyond what is expected of them, ultimately leading to better results for your business. Hopefully, you're starting to pick up a bit of a recurring theme here, and that this then leads me on to my fifth and final point, which is a bit of a cheat because it's basically returning to my first point, which, if you recall, was that studies have shown that companies with diverse teams perform better financially than those without them, due to the increased productivity that results from having people from different backgrounds working together on projects. And I said I was going to come back to the study, so that's the fifth point. According to a report by McKinsey & Company, companies in the top quartile for gender and racial and ethnic diversity are more likely to have financial returns above their respective national industry medians. Additionally, businesses with higher levels of diversity were 35% more likely to have financial returns above the median of their industry peers. Quite a powerful study, I think you'll agree. But just in case that's not enough for you, then there's loads of other studies out there. And another one which I'll mention is the study in the Harvard Business Review, which showed that inclusive teams make better business decisions up to 87% of the time. And that teams that follow an inclusive process make decisions twice as fast with half the meeting. And also, decisions made and executed by diverse teams delivered 60% better results. As I said at the beginning, in the business world, diversity shouldn't be just a buzzword, it's essential. By now, I hope it's clear that having a diverse workforce isn't just a nice to have, it pays off big time. Not only does it make sense from a moral standpoint, one may say, but I certainly focus on the fact that it does from a financial one as well. Now, companies, as we've said, with diverse workforces tend to generate greater profits than those without it due to increased innovation and employee engagement levels. Yes, building a truly diverse workforce can and will take time and effort, but in the end, you'll be glad you did it. So the question is, what are you waiting for? If you're not already there, get started today diversifying your team. You're not going to regret it. As always, subscribe, like, and share if you like what you heard with your friends and your colleagues and anyone else that you can think of. But most of all, keep the feedback coming so that we continue to improve and give you more of what you like. Check out the show notes at www.thesalesaccelerationformula.com, and I hope you picked up some actionable tips. Keep listening and keep growing.